Welcome to The B-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. I'm Carol Olson, your host, and we have started to take The B-Word on the road. In our first stop to interact with rape crisis and domestic violence shelters and advocacy agencies or activists around the world is Iceland. Their rape crisis center, Stigamot, agreed to let us come by and visit. So my interview is on site with their development person and their education and outreach person. So here I am. Thanks so much for letting me come by your center and introduce yourself to our audience.
My name is Steinunn Guðjónsdóttir, and I work at Stigamót, which is a feminist grassroots organization that works against sexual violence. We do counseling for survivors. I work here as a fundraiser, but I also do all kinds of other education and outreach work.
Awesome. So do you work in changing legislation and rules?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah.
And we have people that just work with your government?
Not really. I mean, we are not a big organization. We have, I think we have 11 people that work here now. 9 of them are counselors, mm-hmm. and don't engage a lot in the political work, although
right.
they do support it. And then we have the spokesperson and myself. So we do a lot of activism and we write articles. And yes, we do work with politicians. We invite them here for coffee and we go and meet with them at the ministries and at their offices and everything like that. Yeah. But it's mostly we participate in the public discourse around sexual violence and we try to influence people to act and
okay.
do stuff.
What do you think is your biggest campaign that you've done?
We were very proud when the legislation on prostitution was changed in Iceland.
Okay.
It was in 2010, and that came after 10 years of campaigning and lobbying for the new legislation. Our legislation in Iceland is that it's not illegal to sell sex.
Okay.
So the prostituted person is not criminalized in any way. However, it's the purchase of criminal. And this comes directly from our experiences. People that come here, women come here that have been in prostitution, and they have told us about all the violence that comes with it, and we've seen the consequences. And that sparked the flame to try to change and decriminalize the prostituted person, but still trying to tackle the sex industry by criminalizing the purchase. And this happened in 2010, and the year before, strip clubs, essentially the shops that
mm-hmm.
sell women's
right.
bodies, were also criminalized.
Do you have a problem with sex trafficking in Iceland?
Yeah, like the rest of the world, we do.
You've been listening to an excerpt of our interview with Steinunn Guðjónsdóttir from Stigamót, the Rape Crisis Center in Reykjavik, Iceland. To hear the next excerpt, please tune in Friday the 16th at 10:01 here at WRIR 97.3 FM. I'm Carol Olson, and I produce The V-Word in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear past shows, or the full episode of this show, please go to theVword.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRIR.org.